It is time now to bring in Jim Lynch. It is time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is, of course, someone who is got an independent voice, whether it's Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports, whatever it is, Jim's very independent about it, and we'll bring in his independent voice right now. And Donald Trump begins to cringe because he knows that Jim Lynch is about to speak. Good morning. Good morning, Mr.
Good
Lynch.
Good morning. Good you know, morning.
There's two names that really make him cringe. Stormy and Lynch.
I have a feeling she's way ahead of me.
Well, she's got certain assets that you don't have.
Well, she's got, let's face it, she's got a magazine. I know.
That's right.
But you have a radio station. There you go.
That's right. And we're here to win. We're here to win.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day. I hope you're enjoying it. I want to start with asking you to join me sending our best wishes and prayers to the Russian families and children who unfortunately were, many of them died in a horrendous fire in Russia at a mall. It just is so devastating to hear anybody dying, but 41 children, it's incredible. And it reminds us of our own U.S. Children in Parkland and in Florida. And it reminds us of the wonderful, wonderful outpouring of standing up for themselves and for us as young people and older people marched and demonstrated this past weekend, looking basically for some sanity to bring us back home to what is most important, and that is life. It's not the idea of I can have a fishing pole or I can have a gun or I can have anything. We all are entitled to a very loving and peaceful life in this democracy. And these young people, they will be a force to be reckoned with. The millennials, actually, 69 million of them can vote. Only half of that number voted in 2016. However, we're hearing that there's an incredible drive on to register younger people, but more importantly, get them out to vote in 18 or 20. So I hope Democrats and Republicans basically hone their game and get in touch with these people who are very young, very vibrant, very technologically fit, and very dedicated. This is a force to be reckoned with. Along those lines,
I just want to put in one thing here, Jim. I have been feeling very depressed over the past year and a half, 2 years, thinking about all the incredible strides in a lot of places this United States has made. But all I did after witnessing this past weekend and seeing that these students and children don't give up, I do have unbelievable faith now in the future. I think they will stay involved. I think they will vote. And I'm not going to say they're going to vote Democratic. I think they will become the opposite of the voter that votes only because they want to ensure guns. I think that these voters will be their lead thing. If you're for gun control, they'll vote for you. If you're not, they won't vote for you. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next 2 to 6 years.
Big with the two-party system.
Yeah.
And this is a word of
because if they don't like the two parties, they'll go independent.
That's right.
They won't go Democrat or Republican.
No.
They'll go behind. They will become one issue candidates, and
right,
they're going to become a big voting bloc in the next 5 years.
And hopefully, because politics is ever evolving, if you step far enough, if you have enough perspective and you look at it as the business that it is, hopefully people running their candidates will understand that that is what's happening and tool accordingly. But I do want to mention something that former Vice President Biden said, and potential 2020 candidate Biden said, to Democrats on Saturday or Sunday, and that is these. You've got the marching covered. Now these people, you got to get them to vote.
That is absolutely correct.
And they were some of the people that he was speaking to were apparently slightly taken aback because, but if you recall, at the end of 2016? Can't remember. Before the election, you know, from the crowds that you were being shown, the outcome was a foregone conclusion.
Well, so, the Democrats took things for granted. And back to Marshall's point, I believe they'll be very one-issue oriented on the one hand vis-a-vis gun control. On the other hand, I do expect these folks to be very independent, and they're going to be very independent when it comes to what the government is doing or doing for them. And in other words, spending money appropriately to take care of its citizens. Now, that takes that can be defined by many different issues. But I totally agree with you that they are independent, and I would kind of give a kind thought to politicians at this moment. If these younger people, millennials, etc., can be organized so that they do vote and organize that they continue to march and rally, then the politician, beware, it'll be like the running of the bulls. There will be nothing to stop them. You know, what makes me very optimistic as Marshall, I can remember, I know it's a long time ago, when I was in the 17, 18, 20-year age. And, you know, I actually could do anything. That's the way it felt. Physically and mentally, I could go and go and go. And what brings another thought up, you're in good company, because Sean Penn last night on Colbert, it was an interesting kind of off-the-wall kind of interview, but he ended with exactly your sentiment, how as negative as he's been on things generally, how heartened he was by these young people. And you ought to catch it, because he had some beautiful, beautiful prose in terms of talking about these young people. And let's continue with these people and go into a little different subject. Emma Gonzalez, 16 years old, stands up and makes a speech, does something that has never been seen before at this type of meeting or rally, holds the silence for 6 minutes and 20 seconds, absolute silence, the strongest silence we've ever had. She is a wonderful demonstration of this group, as is David Hogg, as that little young lady, 11 years old, speaking out from a podium. I said to my wife, my God, I didn't know how to tie my second shoe at that age. And here we have some kid standing up, knowing the issue, and putting it out there. God bless her, and God bless all of them. Now, one other thing I'm going to segue into now is the internet and how dangerous it can be, as we are rapidly learning. Emma Gonzalez, they were taking a picture of, I believe, ripping up an NRA or some kind of thing. Somebody photoshopped her tearing up the Constitution. That went viral. How many times, I don't know. Folks, you got to be aware and wake up. As Jill was pointing out to me yesterday, there is, for instance, a French radio station. I cannot verify for it. I think it's
a wire service. It's the equivalent of Reuters.
All right. It's a wire service.
Right.
And they have some terrific hints in how you check out the information coming into you. I'm not going to say I recommend them or whatever. I'm just saying, as Jill is always out finding these very interesting, important things, take a look at those things that can help you line up your thinking with getting the truth. You know, you don't need to saturate yourself with a lot of different items, news items, whatever. You need to be specific. The brain is a wonderful thing, But after a while, even the brain wears down, at least for a time. I think a lot of people are suffering this kind of saturation because they're very concerned, they're fearful, they're upset, whatever. They're looking, what's going on, what's going on? You have to discipline that. You have to get into looking at sources that you can trust. This is certainly a show you can trust. They're not making a zillion dollars up there in Sharon, Connecticut, okay, by selling advertising. they're involved in giving you, as a community, what you need to get on with your life, to prosper, to feel good, and get the truth. So you got to go to places that you get that, and be it NPR generally, the two great papers now, the Times and the Washington Post, and they've made mistakes, but their dedication is to the truth, and it's come out in spades with these terrible political problems we're having. But again, back to Jill, you've got to go and learn how to do this stuff. And don't be afraid to tell your friends, stop sending me everything you get on Facebook or Twitter, because unless you are vetting it, I'm not going to look at it. Unless you go to the website and
but
do the red...
But people, but by the way, it's very... People, and this goes back to getting these kids out to actually vote. You know, it's easy to do something online. You don't have to leave your chair. And this is the, you know, after about 15 years of not leaving your, you know, you don't have to move away from your device. You don't have to look past your little universe, which is depending on whether you've got a little Apple Watch. The size is absolutely contingent on the size of the screen. And what we really have to work on is reconnecting, though, I mean, obviously, there are lots of people who are excluded from this, but the people who aren't need to reconnect to their, let's call it, their external world. And because unless you are connected to that, you don't even have the, I'm using this word in quotes, bandwidth to figure out whether what you are seeing is true or not. Because you're seeing it. You're seeing it with a bunch of other things, and there's no way to pull it out, you know, to filter it out. There just isn't. So it wants a, you know, it's a conscientious effort, and first you have to be willing to make that conscientious effort. You know, one of the things that isn't talked about, in my view, sufficiently, is there's really one good way to vote, and that is, You gotta go to your polling place and vote.
Amen.
That's the only safe way to do it.
Well said. And I think what I picked up in what you just said was people have got to get back to their center. What is it? What is it that you believe in? What is it that you want? Don't take the approach that, well, I don't like what so-and-so is doing, or this, that, or the other thing. What is it you want, and focus on it? Once you focus on what it is you want, then you have to come into a situation where you say, fine, what I want is the best for myself, my family, my country, generally speaking. However, in doing that, I am going to preserve this mind of mine, this ability to think, and I'm going to be open to listening to reasonable people about reasonable things that don't necessarily deal with exactly how I think things should go. I'll keep it simple. On taxes, we'll say. Somebody might say more taxes, less taxes, oversimplifying it. But the thing is, be open to the side you're not on to listen and learn. Get into the practice of that. Now, I'm not talking about trying to deal with the vitriol that goes on. That you just cast aside. But there are people who have, in the Republican Party and in the Democratic Party, sincere beliefs and so forth. They do differ on many occasions. However, we've got to get back to looking more like Greeks and more like intellectuals and more like people who think and use their God-given creativity. Back to Sean Penn. It was very interesting. He's quite a character, as we all know, but he's written this kind of crazy book. And as he was chatting about why he was writing it, he was saying, you know, I'm trying to get out of where I've been in terms of one way or the highway in terms of things politically and get into the camp of being less divisive, whether he believes in his stuff or not, less divisive. I think that is very, very important, one, to the welfare of the country, and frankly, to the welfare of each of us as human beings. We've got to get rid of these ongoing negative thoughts. They right. are not helping you.
No,
they
this
are
is
hurting
true.
You.
But let me jump in, right? Just remember, your choices are to get negative thoughts from this source, that source, or the other source. Because the purpose, this is as old as time, negativity sells in a way that positive doesn't. And it's really important. We come back to this quite frequently.
About 3 minutes.
But it's really important to know that you are being sold stuff in between the negativity. That's why they want you there, to sell you stuff. Because they can't stay in their mode unless they are selling you stuff. So you just have to make that connection before you start falling victim to it.
Let me give you a quote. It could be a paraphrase from Steve Jobs, creator of Apple. Incredible guy. Years ago, when people would complain about the cost of Apple products, he would say, you know, if you're getting a product for nothing, you become the product. That exactly what happened with Facebook. People got the ability to get all this information, good, bad, or indifferent, and didn't have to pay for it. And they therefore didn't, I think they lost their way in terms of evaluating what they were getting. Whereas when they bought their Apple phone or computer, because they did pay a good price, they were all over it in terms of, oh, this is wrong, that's wrong, boy, why did I pay so much for this? Apple continues, with warts, etc., to do a marvelous job in building their business as their service of their business becomes greater and greater. Unfortunately, Facebook, who was warned in 2014, 15, and 16 about what was going on with their data and didn't do anything about it, they must stand up, and we must stand them up, because we cannot allow this situation to go on without it being addressed. And fresh up to date, Zuckerberg has refused to go before the Brits to explain himself. Let's see if he comes before the Congress next week or the week after to testify. Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook has come out and said, you know, I really should have spoken up some time ago. The head of the technology at Facebook resigned, ironically, a couple of days ago. He was brought in to deal with the situation that they were giving this data to the wrong people. And I don't know whether he was frustrated or whatever. He left. We need to address this. Frankly, it needs to be regulated. It needs to be like the old telephone company. I don't know if Facebook has got to charge people or whatever it takes to safeguard our information flow. We worry about what our children watch on the computer or on television or whatever. We've got to worry about what anybody kind of gets involved in on these Facebook situations. The stock market was way up yesterday, up 600 points. That's after having been down almost 3,000 since March 16th. Supposedly, Trump isn't going to do the tariffs. Well, he's still trying to do something with China. but he's basically opened a wound with the rest of the world. The rest of the world is not going to forget his cavalier attitude and saying, oh, I'm going to raise tariffs, and then I'm not going to raise tariffs. This is not a leader. This is a dangerous person. Dangerous particularly since his staff continues to fall away. He continues to have less and less input that he looks at, acknowledges, takes. So buyer beware. I'd sell into the rally. I'm looking, as we go through the year, for good investments for you in municipal bonds, which is still expensive. I suggest you look at gold, which we've liked, at 300. Never put a sell recommendation out on it. 1,356 now. Our last recommendation was 1,184, I think, a year and a half ago.
All right, we got about 30 seconds, Jim.
Okay. Key thing is, take care of yourself and take care of your kids and smile. Don't give a damn about what anybody says. Love yourself. Love everybody. Go forward. Go USA, the greatest country in the world.
All right.
We'll see you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Jim. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio. You can hear Jim every... What is it? Tuesday morning here on Robinhood Radio. And you can catch them at robinhoodradio.com on demand.